You know that feeling. You're number 14 for departure, the ATIS says expect delays, and you're watching your fuel burn climb while the line barely moves. Now multiply that by a few hundred thousand operations a year, and you start to understand why the busiest airports on the planet are pouring billions into new concrete. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking runways, specifically the massive expansion projects underway or breaking ground at some of the highest traffic airports in the world, and what all that new pavement means for the system you fly in. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start with the big picture. Airport capacity is one of those problems that sounds simple but isn't. You can't just paint more lines on a taxiway and call it done. A new runway at a major airport means years of environmental review, billions in construction, redesigned airspace, new approach procedures, and a complete rethink of how arrivals and departures are sequenced. It is one of the most complex infrastructure projects a country can undertake. And right now, several of the world's busiest airports are doing exactly that, all at roughly the same time. Here's what you need to know. Let's start stateside. Chicago O'Hare has been in the middle of a modernization program for over two decades now. The O'Hare Modernization Program, or OMP, has been reconfiguring the entire airfield from a tangle of intersecting runways into a set of parallel east-west runways that dramatically reduce conflicts. They've already opened several new runways over the past 15 years, and the remaining phases are pushing toward completion. When it's done, O'Hare will have six primary parallel runways plus crosswinds, and the capacity gains are enormous. We're talking about reducing taxi times, cutting delays, and adding tens of thousands of additional operations per year. For anyone flying into the Chicago area, whether airline or GA, that matters. Less congestion at O'Hare ripples outward. It means fewer holding patterns stacked over the region, fewer ground stops propagating through the national airspace system, and potentially less pressure on satellite fields like Midway and the surrounding reliever airports. Now let's head overseas. Dubai. Dubai International, the airport code is DXB, has been one of the busiest airports in the world by international passenger traffic for years. But the real story is Dubai World Central, also known as Al Maktoum International. This is the airport. The Emirate is building to eventually replace DXB as its primary hub. The expansion plans for Al Maktoum are staggering. We're talking about a facility designed to handle over 250 million passengers annually when fully built out, with five parallel runways. To put that in perspective, Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson, the busiest airport in the world, by total passengers, handled about 93 million in 2023. Dubai is planning for nearly three times that capacity at a single facility. Whether those numbers ever materialize is an open question, but the infrastructure is being laid down now. Istanbul is another one worth watching. Istanbul Airport, which opened in 2018 to replace the old Ataturk Airport, was designed from the ground up for massive capacity. It currently operates with three independent runways and has plans for a total of six. When fully built out, it's projected to handle over 200 million passengers a year. That airport is already the busiest in Europe by several metrics, and the expansion phases are moving forward. Closer to the pilot community's heart, let's talk about what's happening in the Asia-Pacific region. Beijing Daxing International, which opened in 2019, was built with four runways and space for three more. The facility was designed by the late Zaha Hadid, and it looks like something from a science fiction film, but the operational side is what matters here. Four runways from day one with room to grow means China is planning for a future where Beijing needs to handle well over 100 million passengers annually, on top of what Capital International already handles. Two mega airports serving a single metropolitan area. That's the scale we're talking about. Singapore's Changi Airport is expanding with a new terminal and additional runway capacity planned to push the airport's throughput significantly higher. Changi has long been considered one of the best-run airports in the world, and the expansion is designed to keep pace with growth across Southeast Asia. And then there's Sydney, Australia has been talking about a second Sydney airport for decades, and it's finally happening. Western Sydney International Airport is under construction at Badgerys Creek, with the first runway expected to open in the next couple of years. This is a completely new airport for a metropolitan area that has been constrained by a single runway curfewed airport at Kingsford Smith for years. The operational impact of adding a second major airport to Sydney's airspace will be significant, not just for airline operations, but for the GA community in the greater Sydney basin that has been squeezed by increasing commercial traffic. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Building a runway is one thing. Making it work within existing airspace is something else entirely. Every one of these projects requires new arrival and departure procedures, updated airspace boundaries, and in many cases, entirely new approach designs. When O'Hare reconfigures, the approach plates change. When a new airport opens near an existing one, like Western Sydney next to Kingsford Smith, the entire terminal area airspace has to be redesigned to separate traffic flows. The same is true for Beijing operating two mega airports in relatively close proximity. This affects you if you fly internationally, obviously. But even if you never leave the domestic system, these projects matter. Aviation is a global network. When a major hub overseas adds capacity, it changes traffic flows, it changes where airlines position aircraft, and it changes the competitive dynamics that determine which routes get served and at what frequency. More capacity at Dubai and Istanbul means more connection options between Europe and Asia, which shifts traffic patterns at hubs like London Heathrow and Frankfurt. For the GA pilot, the domestic projects are the ones to watch most closely. O'Hare's modernization has direct implications for anyone operating in the Chicago class Bravo. More parallel runways means more predictable flow, which can actually make it easier to get a transition or a landing clearance when the traffic count allows it. On the other hand, construction phases mean temporary restrictions, changed procedures and NOTAMs. You need to read carefully. There's also a broader question here about infrastructure investment. The United States has been historically slow to add runway capacity compared to some of these international projects. Much of that is driven by environmental review processes and community opposition, which are legitimate concerns, but the result is that the national airspace system is increasingly constrained at its busiest points. The FAA's own forecasts show continued growth in operations over the next 20 years, and the question of where that growth gets absorbed is a real one. If you've sat in a ground stop lately because of volume at a destination airport, you felt that constraint firsthand. One more thing worth noting. These expansion projects aren't just about concrete and asphalt. They're accompanied by massive investments in technology. New runways come with new ground radar systems, new lighting, new surface detection equipment, and in many cases, integration with digital tower technologies. The airports being built or expanded today are being designed for a future that includes increased automation in both air traffic management and ground operations. That's the direction the entire industry is heading, and these construction projects are accelerating it. So the next time you see a headline about a new runway breaking ground at some airport halfway around the world, remember that it's part of a larger shift. The global aviation system is rebuilding its foundation for the next several decades of growth. Some of these projects will deliver on their promises, some will take longer than planned and cost more than budgeted. That's the nature of infrastructure on this scale, but the trajectory is clear, more capacity is coming, and the airports that invest now are the ones that will define how we move through the sky for the next generation sources. Today, from Simple Flying and cross-referenced with Airport Authority project updates, more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, fly smart, read the NOTAMs, and we'll see you next time on ATIS.